诸佛菩萨、上人、各位法师、各位善知识，阿弥陀佛。这里是静经，今天轮到静经在上面学习做新的报告。Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, Dhamma Master, and all Dhamma Masters and all good wise advisors, 阿弥陀佛。This is 静经。I'm learning to share Dharma and make a report.因为我们上个礼拜呢才打完观音期，所以就想讲一讲我跟观世音菩萨的因缘。Because we had just finished the 观音 session last week, so I thought to share some of my causes and conditions with 观音 Bodhisattva. 我记得那个是在小时候，我在台湾的时候，大概只有八岁的时候，我的母亲呢，有一位朋友告诉他说他跟这个佛很有缘，所以他应该去请一尊佛回来供养礼拜。那我的母亲呢，他不是佛教徒，但是因为有人建议他这个要供养这个佛菩萨呢，他就很愿意就照着做了。那他就想大概是五百五包比嘛，好，不要给那的恰等来，所以他就把这个菩萨请回来了。他就想大概就是有拜呢，就是菩萨会保佑，所以他就把这个菩萨请回家。So, when I was young, I think it was maybe when I was 8 years old, someone told me that my mother actually have a lot of affinities with Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, so she should request a image of the Buddha and make offerings to it.Well, my family is not Buddhist, so because of her friend's suggestion, she followed the instruction. She thought, well, if I pay respect to 观音 Bodhisattva, then she will protect me. 但是我的母亲呢，把这个佛像请回来，其实我们那个时候对我来说我很小，我不知道这个是佛的佛像还是菩萨的像。总之呢，我的母亲就把这个佛像请回来。那有人跟他说要天天拜呢，结果他天天拜的人呢不是他，天天拜的人呢就变成是我，因为那个就是我们家每个人小朋友都要做家事，那个就是我其中的家事之一。所以每天放学回家功课做完，然后家事做完以后呢，我就必须要给这个观世音菩萨上香，然后给天上一支香，然后给祖先上香，然后每天早上如果没有上完香呢，都不可以去学校上课。那如果呢，在妈妈下班回来以前呢，就要把这个香上好。所以这个是很小的时候呢，就有几年我都是这样子做。So when the Buddha image was requested, it was placed at home. My mom was the one who requested the image, but I was the one who was paying respect and bowing to the 观音 Bodhisattva because that was actually one of my household chores at home. In our house, when we were young, everyone has household chores to share because both my father and mother work. So there was no one at home during the day when we got off school. We have to do our homework and then we have to burn incense and pay respect to 观音 Bodhisattva. So we will burn incense to 观音 Bodhisattva, the ancestor's plague, and we'll offer one stick of incense to the heaven. 那当时我也不知道这个是观世音菩萨还是佛，反正我的母亲告诉我这个就是你的家事，然后你每天都要早晚都要这样做，然后我就早晚做。我心里就觉得很奇怪，我有弟弟有妹妹，为什么他们不做要做？那小孩，那妈妈都是说小孩子就是有耳朵没有嘴巴，反正我叫你做你就做，你不要问太多。 So then, I didn't really know the image I was burning incense to was 观音 Bodhisattva or was a Buddha. My mom just told that was my household chore, and I was told to do it, and I had to do it. So in Chinese, we have this idiom. We said, children only have ears, they don't have mouth, meaning that you just follow instructions and you don't ask questions. So I thought, well, how come my sister and my brother don't get to do this kind of chore? Why me? You know, I didn't really...want to do it because I have to do it every day, twice a day. So I just thought quite strange, why me? But since I was not allowed to ask questions, I just did what my parents asked me to do, my mother in particular. So for quite a few years, that's what I did until I moved out until I went to junior high school and high school. So then I didn't have to do that chore because I didn't live at home. I was a boarding student in a private Catholic school. 所以后来就好多年呢，就 那个就是我每天的工作，一直到我到外地去读书，在这个我父母把我送到这个天主教的一个私立学校去读中学，然后住校，因为这样不住在家里呢，所以就没有做这个工作。后来到高中呢，举家就移民到那个中美洲的一个国家叫多米尼加，那时候呢，也就忙着读英文，就早就把观世音菩萨就忘记了。 一直到高中二年级，我的母亲呢生得很重的病，然后去看医生。那他看的这位医生呢，刚好是台湾来的一位退休的老医生，那就是听说母亲病了，经过朋友的介绍去看他。所以这位医生呢，他是佛教徒，他就教我的母亲呢念六字大明咒，因为我的母亲念六字大明咒很有感应，所以呢，他就教他的孩子也都念六字大明咒。 从那个时候呢，在高二的时候才想起来观世音菩萨，后来就跟着母亲呢就念六字大明咒。So later, because of my father's work, our entire family moved to a small country called the Dominican Republic in the Caribbean in Central America. Was busy catching up. I was an ESL student. I was busy catching up with English. So I pretty much forgotten all about Guanyin Bodhisattva. It was not until when I was in 11th grade, my mom got really, really sick. And because of her friend, she got to see this Taiwanese doctor who was retired. That doctor happened to be a Buddhist. So she had taught my mom how to recite Om Mani Padme Hum. And it was then I remember Guanyin Bodhisattva. 后来在高中呢，我的母亲就是跟着母亲这样子念六字大明咒，后来申请大学到美国，就是我们在美国是没有亲戚的，所以我就自己一个人来，然后住校，所以也就都是一直靠这个观世音菩萨念这个六就是念六字大明咒，靠观世音菩萨的帮忙跟加持，就是事情都还蛮顺利的，一直到后来出社会工作、出差加班，我遇到抢劫。 然后也都是因为观世音菩萨帮忙，才可以都很平安，很平安。一直后来到1997年，我学佛了，我才知道哦，原来我小时候拜的那一尊这个佛像叫做观世音菩萨。然后才知道哦，我高中我妈妈教我念的那个六字大明咒，原来是观世音菩萨的心咒。后来我才知道哦，我以前在念什么，然后我在拜谁。 Then later, I applied for college in the United States. I came here by myself. I didn't have any relatives. I lived in the school dorm, university dorm. And all the difficulties I've encountered, all the fear that I had, I pretty much rely on reciting the Om Mani Padme Hum and Guanyin Bodhisattva's blessings to just make everything very smooth. I just had peace in mind. Even after I graduated college, I started working. Sometimes I had to work extra hours, or even when I had to do business travel, I would recite Om Mani Padme Hum to have peace in mind. Even later, I was robbed. I was able to get help from Guanyin, and I was able to stay here, and it was very peaceful. It was later in 1997, I started learning the Buddha Dharma, and I started to realize, oh, you know, the little image that I was bowing to, I was burning incense to, was Guanyin Bodhisattva. And Om Mani Padme Hum that I was reciting for years in college and in high school was actually Guanyin Bodhisattva's mantra. But I had no idea, in the past, what I was bowing and what I was reciting. It was later than I realized. 后来学佛以后呢，就在美国东部的华严精舍跟大家共修。后来在1999年呢。 我们参加在那边有举办精进佛期，有一位修净度法门的法师呢，每一个礼拜天都会讲阿弥陀佛的48大愿，然后那个时候呢就不小心呢就当了他的翻译，也因为这样子呢对这个阿弥陀佛的48大愿比较有了解。后来这位法师也讲了弥陀要解，因为这样的因缘呢我就改修净度法门一直到现在。 So since in 1999 we had a really rigorous Buddha recitation session in Avamtamsaka Vihara, where I went to practice with everyone every Sunday since 1997. So there was a Dhamma master who practiced Pure Land School, had actually explained Amitabha's 48 great vows, and I was her translator at the time, learning how to translate for the first time. She actually lectured on the essential explanations of Amitabha Sutra as well. So because of this cause and conditions, I have changed from reciting Om Mani Padme Hum to Amitabha Buddha. And that's my Dhamma door until now. 所以在我们念普门品的时候呢，也有讲到法师们开示的时候也有讲到念观世音菩萨可以往生西方极乐世界。所以在这个大乘庄严宝王经呢，佛呢也有这样子的讲过。 So Dhamma masters in the lectures, in the instructional talks, have also explained to us, besides what is recorded in Pu Menpin in the Universal Door chapter, that if one recites Guanyin Bodhisattva's name, one would be able to be reborn in the land of ultimate bliss. So according to the sutra, the Buddha speaks Mahayana Sublime Treasure King Sutra. The Buddha said this before.He said, 善男子，于此世界若有人能够意念观世音菩萨摩诃萨的名者，世人当来远离生老病死轮回之苦，犹如鹅王随风而去，速得往生西方极乐世界，面见无量寿如来，听闻妙法。 So the Buddha saidGood man, if anyone in this world could keep remembering the name of Guanyin Bodhisattva Mahasattva, this person will be far away from suffering of birth, old age, illness, death, and transmigration on the sixth path. He will be reborn quickly in the land of ultimate bliss, just like Goose King traveling by wind.And then personally see the infinite life, Tathagata, and hear the wonderful dharmas. 那这样升到西方极乐世界去呢，如是之人，就说这样子的人，永不受轮回之苦，无贪嗔痴，老病死，无饥馑之苦，就是这样子的人呢，不会受贪嗔痴老病死的烦恼的苦，也不会受到饥饿。 Then this person will never suffer from transmigration, greed,anger, ignorance, aging, illness, death, and hungry. 那也不会受胞胎生生之苦，乘法威力，莲花会莲花化生。所以，观世音菩萨呢，在这个极乐世界救度，也救度一切有情，皆让这些众生呢，得解脱，坚固圆满。So then, by the majestic power of the Dharma, this person being born in the land of ultimate bliss will be born miraculously from a lotus instead of suffering from being born from a womb. He can always reside in that world to wait for the time for Guanyin Bodhisattva to have saved and ferried all the sentient beings and liberate all of them so that the Bodhisattva solid vows can be fulfilled. 那观音菩萨呢我们都知道他的这个功德非常的大，我们在诵念普门品的时候呢也有讲到。那在这个大乘庄严宝王经来讲呢，佛就用七个譬喻来说观世音菩萨的功德到底有多大。所以这个是保守菩萨请法，然后请佛呢来讲观世音菩萨呢到底有什么样的福德。So,we know that Guanyin Bodhisattvas had abundant merit and virtues. In the Universal Door chapter, it says very clearly. But also from this particular sutra, the Buddha speaks of the Mahayana Sublime King Sutra. The Jewel Hand Bodhisattva, or Ratapa, Mahayana Bodhisattva actually asked the Buddha, well, what kind of merit and virtues does Guanyin Bodhisattva have? So then the Buddha used seven analogies to explain what kind of meritorious virtues Guanyin Bodhisattva has. 所以佛就说, 如果呢, 我们用天妙衣, 用袈裟, 用饮食, 汤药, 卧具, 坐具, 供养, 勤切杀, 这个杀树如来, 所获的福德呢, 与观世音菩萨, 一毛端福, 其量无异。 So then the Buddha said, if anyone offers and sustains the Buddhas, as many as Ganges River sand, with celestial, wonderful clothing, kashayas, drinks, food, soup, medicine, seed beds, and etc., etc., the blessings and virtues gained by that is equal to the blessings and virtues of one hair tip of Guanyin Bodhisattva. 所以这个是总说，就是说观世音菩萨的福德有多么多。所以有另外一个譬喻呢，佛就说，如果善男子就像在四大洲里面呢，每一年有十二个月，如果呢白天晚上都下大雨，我每一滴呢都可以算得非常的清楚。 但是观世音菩萨所有的福德呢，我却不能够全部把它说完。So then the Buddha continued to say that, good man, there's another example. Suppose that we have the four great continents. They're always raining continuously for day and night in 12 months a year. I can count every single drop of the rain water one by one, but I cannot finish speaking the number of all the blessings and virtues Guanyin Bodhisattva has. So the third analogy, 所以佛就讲了第三个譬喻，他就说，比如说有一个大海。 它的深广呢有八万四千由旬这么大，那八万，然后这个四大海水呢，每一滴每一滴呢，我都可以数得非常清楚。但是呢，观世音菩萨所有的福德呢，我没有办法说得清楚。So the Buddha continued to say that there's another example. Say that there are four great oceans in this world, and each one of them is 84,000 yojana in depth, in width and in length. I can count the number of the water drops in all these four vast oceans one by one, but I cannot finish speaking the number of all the blessings and virtues that Guanyin Bodhisattva has. So the next analogy, 下一个譬喻呢，佛就讲，就好像四大洲里面呢，有这个四足的这个友情，就是动物有四只脚的，比如说像狮子啊、象啊、马啊、牛啊、羊等等，所有的四只脚的这个动物身上所有的毛，我都可以算得非常非常清楚，在这个四大洲里面。但是呢，观世音菩萨所有的福德呢，我却没有办法说清楚。 So the Buddha continued to say that for all the four lake sentient beings in the four great continents, such as lions, elephants, horses, tigers, wolves, bears, deers, cows, sheep, and so on and so forth, I could count every single hair. I could count the number of every single hair of all the bodies of these animals one by one. But I cannot finish speaking the number of all the blessings and virtues of Guanyin Bodhisattva. 那佛在第五个譬喻就有讲到说，如果有人呢用这个天金宝做围城树如来的形象，然后在一日之间呢，成就种种的供养，所获的福德呢，我都可以算得清楚。 但是呢，观世音菩萨的福德呢，我却说不清，没有办法能够说得尽。So then Buddha continued to use the fifth analogy. It says someone used celestial gold and treasure to make the Buddha statues as many as atoms in the universe. When they are done, he then make all kinds of offerings for one day. I can fully count the number of offering, the amount of blessings and virtues that this man has or gain, but I cannot finish speaking the number of all the blessings and virtues of Guanyin Bodhisattva. So in the sixth analogy, the Buddha used trees and leaves. So 在第六个这个譬喻里面呢，佛就用树林跟树叶来做譬喻。他就说，这个我们有一切所有的树林，每一棵树，每所有的这个树上的树叶呢，在这个四大洲里面，我都可以算得非常清楚有多少树叶。但是呢，观世音菩萨的福德呢，我没有办法说得清，没有办法说得尽。So he said that I can count the numbers of leaves of all the forests one by one.But I cannot finish speaking the number of all the blessings and virtues of Guanyin Bodhisattva. 所以在最后一个譬喻呢 also the last analogy, the Buddha said, 佛就说如果在四大洲里面呢所有的男子、女人、童男、童女所有这样子的人呢都成了这个预留果一来不还阿罗汉圆觉乃至呢菩提就是变成菩萨所有的这个福德他们所有的福德加起来呢跟观世音菩萨一毛端的福呢是一样的 So the Buddha said Suppose all men, women, boys, girls in the four great continents have attained the fruition of the stream enterer once returner, non-returner arhats, pratyeka BuddhaAnd Bodhi, then all these blessings and virtues are equal to the blessings and virtues of one hair tip of Guanyin Bodhisattva. 所以我们由此可知呢，诵念观世音菩萨的福德无量，不但呢，可以帮助我们度过很多的难关，就好像法师上个礼拜讲的，我们想要出家，想要出世俗的家、烦恼的家，乃至三界的家，我们都可以求观世音菩萨而得满愿。所以在这边呢，还有一点时间，我想快的讲一个跟观世音菩萨有关的这个故事。这个是一个真实的故事，大概发生在这个是广钦老和尚还住世的时候的一个故事。大概在二三十年前，在板桥有一位居士，他得了这个脑瘤，然后呢，他姓王，是一位女众，然后住在板桥。他的先生呢，在他很年轻的时候就出车祸了，两脚残废呢，也不能出去谋生，小孩子都非常的小，所以他就在家里做裁缝呢，靠这种微薄的这个收入呢，这个过日子。So we still have a little bit of time, so I will tell a brief story about Guanyin Bodhisattva. So this was a real story happened when Great Master Guangqin was still living in the world. So there was this lay woman in Taiwan. When she was young, her husband had a car accident. So both of his, he became disabled. His legs couldn't really work. So the husband couldn't go out to work, and she was the only one who had to win the bread in the family, and the salary was very, very little. So she was a tailor. So she also go to this Buddha Recitation Society to recite Buddha's name and practice with everyone. And because she is a tailor, so she had to use her eyes to sew and everything. And the more she used her eyes, the less she could see. Eventually, her eyes got so blurry that she had to go to a doctor to see what's going on. And she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. 所以因为她做这个裁缝的工作呢，所有一针一线都要靠这个眼睛。那眼睛后来越来越奇怪，也就看不太见了。那她当然也有是跟莲友呢有一起去共修，所以她就到这个医院去做检查，就发现呢她的脑部呢就长了一颗肿瘤。然后医生就跟她说：“你的肿瘤长得非常的大。”大颗，你如果没有赶快开刀呢，大概会要死，大概会死掉。所以他就说：“那请问要多少钱才可以开刀？因为几十年前嘛，台湾没有健保，开刀是要很多钱。”他说：“大概要三十几万台币吧。”就是那二三十年前，三十几万是很多。他就说：“其实我的工作非常的收入很微薄，我没有可能没有三十多万来开刀。”他就想：“那算了，那我就准备等死好了。” So after she was diagnosed with tumor, the doctor said, you have to have an operation very quickly or else you will die. So she asked, well, how much money do I need? And Taiwan at the time didn't really have general insurance for everyone. So it took a lot of money. It would take a lot of money to have a brain operation. So the doctor said, well, it's about 300,000 Taiwan dollars. So it's about $10,000. And it was a lot 30 years ago. So she's like, well, I don't really have that much money, so I'm just going to wait and die. 所以他的佛友去看他的时候呢，他就跟他的佛友说他的这个遭遇，他的佛友呢就说，那我去帮你化缘好了，他就化了大概20几万吧，就问医生说这样子没有30万可不可以开刀？那医生很慈悲，就说那没有问题，那就可以开刀。 所以就开刀，那因为这个脑瘤已经压迫到视觉神经呢，所以在开刀的前3天，这个女居士她的眼睛其实已经是瞎了。那如果不瞎，如果再不开刀呢，这个瘤就会破掉，这个女孩子，这女众就会往生。所以这个女居士就听到，哦，医生明天要开刀，所以她晚上就拼命拼命的念阿弥陀佛。So then, one visited her. And she told the friend that I really don't have money to go through this kind of operation. I'm just going to wait to die. So the friend actually said, you know, why don't I borrow some money for you? He only had about maybe 90% of the money required. He went to the doctor and said, we really just don't have that much money. Could you have an operation for her? The doctor was very kind and said, okay, sure. We could do that. So 3 days before the operation, this lady's eyes were totally blind. She was not able to see. But if she doesn't have an operation, she was going to die. So because she thought that she was going to have an operation, so she started reciting Amitabha Buddha's name. 那所以他就拼命念，拼命念，大概念到半夜1-2点的时候呢，就看到一到光明。光明来了以后呢，他就看到观世音菩萨。这就像上次进公司的状况是一样，只念阿弥陀佛，结果是跑出来观世音菩萨。And so this layperson recited Amitabha's name, and it was about 1 or 2 a.m. She saw a stream of light coming into her room, and she saw Guanyin Bodhisattva manifesting in front of her. It's the same situation with Dhamma Master Jingong. He recited Amitabha Buddha's name, but then Guanyin Bodhisattva showed up. So then in this light, Guanyin Bodhisattva talked to her and said, well, you're going to have an operation tomorrow. I will have an operation for you now. You actually still have your job and your responsibilities, so you can't really die yet. So I will have an operation for you now. 所以呢，观音菩萨呢就跟他讲说，你的责任还没有了呢，我现在先帮你动手术，因为你还不能死。所以观音菩萨的手就这样转来转去，转来转去，然后他的头他就听到这个声音，敲敲敲敲敲，转来又转去，又敲敲敲，又敲敲敲。So then. 转了几下呢，观世音菩萨就手就不动了，他就从这个床上起来，就对观世音菩萨拜了3拜。第1拜拜下去，观音菩萨在那里；第2拜在那里；第3拜，观音菩萨就不见了。然后当晚呢，就非常的好睡。我现在发现我好像剩下1分钟，所以我把中文讲完。如果你需要英文的翻译呢，可以请别人帮你翻译，如果你找不到人帮你翻译，我也很愿意帮你翻译，非常的抱歉，我们就讲中文。So there's time is limited. I can only finish the story in Chinese. If you need translation, please find your friends. If your friends can translate, I'm happy to do so. I apologize. 所以到天亮起来，因为这个观世音菩萨帮他开完刀了吗？他的眼睛就看见了，所以就拿着普门品来念。后来医生护士呢，就准备好要带他去开刀了，就一进来就看他在看书，他想这个女众眼睛不是瞎了吗？怎么还在看书？就问他说你在干嘛？他说我在看经书啊。医生说很奇怪，你已经失明3天，为什么现在可以看到书呢？他说我早上我就看到了。医生就不相信，就把那一本普门品拿起来。 就指着一个字一个字说，OK，我指什么你就念什么。所以这个医生就指：尔时无尽意菩萨，即从坐起，偏袒右肩，合掌向佛而作誓言。所以他念的一个字都没有差，他就觉得很奇怪啊！我不是今天要跟你开刀，你干嘛今天早上就看得到了呢？你是不是偷吃什么秘方啊？ 然后他就说没有啊，没有秘方啊，就算吃秘方也没这么快吧。所以他就说不可以不可以，我要带你去照照 X 光，看这个瘤到底还在还不在。结果一照这个 X 光呢，那个瘤就不见了。医生说诶，奇怪，怎么有可能，那个瘤明明很大颗啊，怎么24小时昨天照今天怎么就不见呢、啊、然后医生说你没吃秘方那个瘤怎么不见呢、啊、他说你知道吗，我老实告诉你好了，本来呢我想今天要开刀我是很害怕的，我就念念念，就拼命念阿弥陀佛，可是呢观世音菩萨就出现，观世音菩萨就先来帮我开刀啦，我就被他治好。那医生呢都是相信科学的，他也不是佛教徒，他就觉得这是不可思议，但是事实摆在眼前呢、啊、他也不得不相信，奇怪怎么有这么灵验的事情。他说诶，那我问你啊，你师父是谁啊？哦，师父是广清老和尚，住在土城的承天寺。那你带我去看他好吗？他说好，我出院再说。他出院了以后呢，就去拜见广清老和尚。然后呢，他就这个医生就自我介绍了一下，就说你这个徒弟啊，脑瘤很大啊，我要帮他动手术。诶，怎么观世音菩萨来帮他动手术？转来转去，叩叩叩就好了。他就说，老和尚，你可不可以发发慈悲心啊？这招你可不可以教我？这样我就不用跟人家开脑了。可以吗？就这样转来转去啊，不是很轻松吗？患者也不会很痛苦，我也很省力。老和尚听一听就笑说，哎呀，不是这样子的啦，我这个徒弟遭遇呢是非常不好，他是很坎坷的，他每天呢都三步一拜呢，从山脚下拜到山上，他一边拜呢都一边非常的惭愧，一边掉眼泪。然后他平常就很虔诚嘛，所以遇到这个状况的时候，他这个念佛呢，本来他是想要往生西方极乐世界去的，结果呢观音菩萨来救他，你如果想要这一门功夫学的会呢，我劝你，不然你就念观世音菩萨、念阿弥陀佛好了，你将来往生西方极乐世界去啊，亲近观世音菩萨，观音菩萨就会教你这一招，那就 OK 了吧。 OK， 那我们因为时间已经超过，就讲到这里。 Time is up, we'll finish tonight.